Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. Do you have friends that are feeding kibble? Well, you better not let them do it. No, you can't really do that. You can't really say, hey, that kibble's crap. You can't really say that because then you might not have any friends and nobody really wants your opinion unless they ask for it. Have you ever noticed that you want to give everybody your opinion because you're right? You're always right. And they don't want to hear your opinion. It just ticks you off. I would imagine that if you're tuning into the show, you want my opinion. You want my knowledge. You want my expertise. And if you don't like what I say, all you got to do is turn that little button off. That's right. All you do is turn that button off. All right. So anyway, a lot of you guys want to know about arthritic dogs, right? Or dogs that are having joint pain, that sort of thing. And so I'm going to give you a couple of ways that I think that are best to address that. I have a 13-year-old German. She is a West German show line. That means she's very angled down in the back. People always say to me, oh, does she have hip dysplasia? No, she does not have hip dysplasia. But she does have an old injury of an ACL. A lot of people go, well, dogs don't have ACLs, it's CCL. Okay, whatever. She had the tear, right? And so we did a lot of research, and what we found is that the majority of the time that you go in and spend $7,000-$8,000 to get this dog's knee repaired, they blow out the other one. So what did we do? We just decided to heal it naturally. It was pretty easy for her because she's not a real rambunctious dog to rest a lot. And then we did the cold laser therapy. And what happens is that cartilage will heal over and heal that knee. But there's no doubt that those type of injuries are going to cause some arthritis, right? So we knew that when she got older, she was going to have arthritis. So I do a lot of things for her. I take her over to Dr. Andy Harper, who is here in Colorado, and she adjusts her. Before Dr. Andy adjusts her, Dana Chick, will get the massage going. She massages Asta for an hour, and, Asta just loves it, sits there and she gets a massage. Then Dr. Andy does the chiropractic work. But I also do things like making sure that she gets real glucosamine and chondroitin. That's going to be in duck feed, chicken feed, raw trachea, if you can find it. We can't really find it right now. I do some other things, the green-lipped mussel. I also do green eggs. And I do the jump for joints. I really, really like the jump for joints that I have from Adored Beast at my site. You know, it supports healthy joints, ligaments, tendons, muscles, and it supports issues like what I just talked about, the ACL injuries, arthritis, and bone and muscle injuries. The jump for joints is in a little spray bottle, and I basically just squirt this in her mouth. Now, you want to make sure that you're squirting it in their mouth along the gum lines before they eat, 15 minutes before or 15 minutes after, or during the middle of the day when they're not eating at all. And I do this a couple of times a day for her. But I really love this product. It's 100% natural. It's sustainably sourced, paraben-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and cruelty-free. There are no Fauci's associated here. No Fauci's being mean to our animals. Dr. Devil. Anywho, the jump for joints. What's in it? You guys really want to know what's in it. So arnica is one of the things that's in this. Arnica has been used for centuries for trauma, inflammation, and bruising. You guys know what arnica is. You find it in the health store, right? And humans take arnica all the time. So they don't take aspirin, they'll take arnica. So arnica contains selenium and arnica ash, which is rich in manganese. Ooh, manganese. Yeah, we get that from fur. But this is a good way to get that. The manganese. But all of these are powerful antioxidants in the human body. But manganese works as a primary element in healthy bones, wound healing, the metabolism of proteins, cholesterol, and carbohydrates. This is one of the contributing factors to why arnica facilitates healing. It acts in combination with other chemicals, plant chemicals. Okay, so arnica, one of the big ingredients in the Jump for Joints. Now, there's also calendula, and I think that a lot of you are also familiar with this. But for those of you that aren't, it is a plant-based antioxidant that protects the cells from being damaged by unstable molecules, which we call free radicals. It has a lot of flavonoids in it, and it helps fight inflammation, viruses, and bacteria. It's used to treat stomach upset and ulcers, as well as topically to help wounds heal faster. They think it's because it increases the blood flow and oxygen to the infected area. So you're going to see that calendula is used a lot topically. This one is actually in the Jump for Joints. We also have another one that is called SYMPHYTUM, Symphytum. I'm terrible at these names. Symphytum. Somebody's going to write me and go, yeah, Dr. Judy, be like, no, you say it like this. But here's what, there's another ingredient in there. And it's a homeopathic remedy indicated for injuries to bones, cartilage, tendons. So you can see why I love to use this for Asta, right? And why they say it's Jump for Joints. This ingredient stimulates the bone. It's called kit bone because of its remarkable ability to rapidly knit broken bones together. It's a key remedy for fractures and other injuries to the bone and the connective tissues which cover the bone. That's pretty cool. All of these great ingredients. There's one more in there called Ruta. I can pronounce that. It's only four letters. R-U-T-A, Ruta. Commonly known as Rue, this homeopathic remedy is indicated for soreness in the bones. Soreness in the bones. Who would have ever thought you'd feel soreness in the bones? But you know what? Cancer patients do feel soreness in the bones, right? Their bones hurt. So remedy is indicated for the soreness in the bones, tendons, joints, and cartilage. It's good for sprains, injuries, strains, bruised bones, and pulled ligaments. Yeah, it's great for chronic overuse, strain, or injury of the joints or tendons. I sent some of this home with my brother when I transitioned his duck dog, his duck hunting dog, onto the raw diet. And I said, listen, after a really long day of working out there, of swimming and running to get the ducks, give her some Jump for Joints. When you get home, give her some Jump for Joints the next morning and maybe even the next afternoon and help her get over the soreness of overuse. Also, I think this would be a great product for dogs who are in agility, who are in Schutzen, right? Like my youngest German is. Dogs that just love to run and chase a stick until their paws are bleeding. First of all, you got to stop that. Don't let them get to that point. But I would assume that these dogs are going to have some aching joints as well. Can you spray it in your own mouth? Sure. Go right ahead. Julianne Lee uses all of her products. And I would say, I'm aching. I'm going to squirt me some Jump for Joints in that mouth of mine. So you just do, you know, one dose is four pumps. All right. So if you have a healthy animal, just put the four pumps directly into the mouth. You could do it in a spoon, but I don't think that works. That's just more work than it's worth. Put on a spoon, unless your dog's going to lick it off a spoon. No. For chronic joint problems, for, you know, acute injuries, arthritis, you want to do that four pump twice a day for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, you know, just give one dose maintenance, one dose three times a week or as needed. You just have to watch your dog. And if animal's condition worsens or does not improve, you're going to discontinue. You're going to discontinue and consult your holistic vet and see what else maybe you can do. Got to get all the processed foods out of the diet. Don't be putting inflammation foods into the dog's diet and then spraying in the jump for joints. That's a waste of money. And just counterintuitive, and it's counterproductive. So don't do that. Don't feed processed treats. Don't feed inflammatory foods. Make sure you're giving enough organs in the diet. You can add the guts and glory. You can do a lot of things with these homeopathic, powerful, clean ingredients. Jump for Joints on my website, one of my favorites. And I just think it's one that you would want to have all the time anyway, because if you got a sprain, your dog sprained the leg, they're out working hard, something like that, then you could just put this, you know, in their mouth and give them some comfort. Give them some comfort. Take the edge off. I hate to see dogs on gabapentin, on pain meds that really just don't work and that make them loopy and are just toxins for the body. So you could do Jump for Joints. You could do CBD. You can do green eggs. I mean, there's all types of great things that we have on the website. You want to go to Shop All. A menu will pop out. Go to the vitamins and minerals section, supplements, and click on there and find your Jump for Joints. It is a marvelous, marvelous product. I'm telling you, when we sold out, people were like, ah, where'd it go? So I try to keep it all in stock as much as possible, but people really love these products. So get you some today. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and your pet's health is our business. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.